You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Feb 23, 2021, again updating the story involving Tiger Woods and a serious car crash, a one-vehicle rollover in L.A. County. The county sheriff's department said that he was taken to the hospital. Last report from the hospital, he is in surgery, possibly leg injuries, nothing indicating near-fatal injuries, but certainly a lot of trauma. L.A. Sheriff's Department said they had to use the jaws of life to get him out of the vehicle. Again, that was a one-vehicle rollover accident, as he was the only one in the vehicle. And exactly what happened and how, still to be determined. Outside Cameron, Texas Dateline, that's about 80 miles to the northeast of Austin, an 18-wheeler making its way across a train track, bad timing, hit by a train. The train carrying oil tankers exploded as a result of the crash. No one apparently hurt. The train conductor and truck driver got out without any major injuries, I should say. They do have some evacuations around that area. We have the Attorney General Merrick Garland nominee facing questions from senators. And one of the questions they're asking, what will you do about the investigation of Andrew Cuomo in New York State and nursing home deaths? Will you impede it? Will you do anything to stop it? And he won't give a full, complete answer. And in part, that's understandable. He can say, I don't have all the facts. That's an easy out. But there's another question he was asked about protecting our border. What are you going to do to protect our border? That answer, well, you'll hear it coming up in the next segment, because he is totally lost on an answer. In the meantime, nominee to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, Attorney General of California, Xavier Becerra, is now looking at plans to provide illegal aliens with taxpayer-funded health care benefits. He's willing to give them, illegal aliens, taxpayer-funded health care benefits. Do you have good health care benefits? Do you? You want better? Declare yourself apparently an illegal. Oh, and you need to make note of this. We now have Biden administration putting kids in cages, but they don't say they're cages, and they say there's a reason. You do recall, of course, how the Trump administration was hammered because it was separating kids from parents and putting the children in cages. They weren't real cages. They were putting in contained areas, obviously. The kids could walk, stand up fully and everything else, and they were doing it to protect the kids so they didn't wander off and no one could hurt them. And the Obama administration did the same and, in fact, used the same facilities in many cases. But every time they ran the story about Trump putting kids in cages, they were using video from the Obama era. Well, now, again, it's happening with the Biden administration. They opened what they call a gated migrant facility for illegal immigrant children in Carrizo Springs, Texas, holding up to 700 illegals. Open 1 month during the Trump years, then it was shut down. Now it's open again. And when the White House press secretary is asked about it, she kind of went ballistic. This is not kids being kept in cages. It's a facility that was open. And they're defending it because, well, we have to because of COVID. We got to keep them separated. They have no way to justify anything. You know that. The security officials are testifying today on Capitol Hill about the Capitol Hill riot on January 6th. One of them saying it was clearly a coordinated attack. They came with climbing gear, explosives, chemical spray. He says they were clearly coordinating with hand signals and radio communications and it was coordinated. Now, who are you going to blame? That's the other part of the issue, right? While you're looking at blame for that, take note of what happened in Brooklyn last summer. Two people torching a New York Police Department van. It was a Black Lives protest, so I guess they considered were justified. They set fire to the New York Police Department van. Thank goodness no one was in it. They were facing life behind bars. But now they're being let off with a little deal. No deal details given. Oh, one other note. Both of them are lawyers. Both of them are lawyers. Maybe they did represent themselves. Who knows? Who knows?
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Oh, oh, Lord, why have you forsaken me? Got me down in Mississippi where I don't want to be. Oh, oh, Lord, why have you forsaken me? Got me down in Mississippi where I don't want to be.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Just a fundamental question. Do you believe that illegal entry at America's border should remain a crime?
Well, I haven't thought about that question. I just haven't thought about that question. I think, you know, the president has made clear that we are a country of with the borders and with a concern about national security. I don't know of a proposal to decriminalize but still make it unlawful to enter. I just don't know the answer to that question. I haven't thought about it.
Wow. My friend, you just saw an amazing dance. That was Merrick Garland, Joe Biden's nominee for U.S. Attorney General, who was, recall, Obama's nominee to go on the U.S. Supreme Court. But at that time, the U.S. Senate, held by Republicans, refused to hold the hearing because they said it was too short of a time, and at that point, Obama was a lame duck in their statement. Now, again, I'll point out to you, he still had months to go, so they could have held it. They could have at least held it and acted like it and then made a decision not to accept it. But that's in the past now. But once again, here's Merrick Garland. That's why you might remember the name. Some of you said, well, that rings a bell. Where have I heard it? Well, now he's nominated to be U.S. Attorney General. And you heard Missouri Senator Josh Hawley as he faces the Senate Confirmation Committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator Josh Hawley asking, he phrased it like this, just a fundamental question, just something fundamental. Now, maybe Garland thought he was going to say, what kind of ice cream do you like? That would have been a good fundamental question. That was the question. Just a fundamental question. Oh, maybe would I like to go out and have dinner later? No, that wasn't that question either. The question was, Do you believe a fundamental question? I mean, you're going to be the Attorney General. A fundamental question. Do you believe illegal entry at America's border should remain a crime? Well, you heard Garland's answer or non-answer. I mean, when he sits there and says, I hadn't even thought about it, you were at one point being nominated to be a Supreme Court justice under Obama, and you knew what Obama was doing at that time regarding illegals, and you probably didn't think about it then either, right? And on all the time since then, and the open borders and what we've had, the assault at our borders, and then on top of that, the left intending constantly and preaching and saying we will open our borders. And remember that debate where they were asked, is on the debate stage with all the Democrats who were running at the time, including Joe Biden, how many of you were for opening our borders? Joe Biden's hand went up along with the others because he knew he needed the votes. So he's going to be pushed to open the borders or do something to get more illegals in because they count them not as illegals getting a new life, but as Democrat votes. And the attitude by Biden already, and now that he's in office, we have many caravans still forming all the way down in Central America, making their way to our southern border and planning on coming across. And last week, the Biden administration said we're going to drop the Remain in Mexico plan, which Trump had put in place, saying all of you coming here and you want asylum, and you left maybe Nicaragua, Honduras, well, you went through other countries, or at least Mexico, before you got to our border, you should have applied for asylum there. You were free of your previous country, but you didn't. So they're saying if you're going to apply for asylum here, you must stay in Mexico until we get around to hearing your case. Well, that's all changed. Now they've said, let them in. And they're letting them in without really testing them for any coronavirus, without checking any background to see who they are, what they might have been guilty of in the past, letting them in with children who may or may not be their child. They might be child trafficking. In other words, that is what will be happening on a constant basis if we simply tell our border patrol, walk away from the border, let them do what they want. There will be a mass rush across the border. So when Senator Hawley asked what's a fundamental question, and Merrick Garland, who's going to be the Attorney General, says, I hadn't even thought about it. Where have you been, Garland? Well, I mean, did we just find you on Mars? What's our latest NASA landing? Did we suddenly find you under a rock on Mars that you didn't know anything about our American borders and the issue up to now? I want you to hear the question and answer again, and we're going to let you hear the rest of it. As Hawley pursues, would you continue to prosecute unlawful border crossings? Here we go.
Just a fundamental question. Do you believe that illegal entry at America's border should remain a crime?
Well, I haven't thought about that question. I just haven't thought about that question. I think, you know, the president has made clear that we are a country of with the borders and with a concern about national security. I don't know of a proposal to decriminalize but still make it unlawful to enter. I just don't know the answer to that question. I haven't thought about it.
Will you continue to prosecute unlawful border crossings?
Well, this is, again, a question of allocation of resources. We will, the department will prevent unlawful crossing. I don't know, I have to admit, I just don't know exactly what the conditions are and how this is done. I think if, I don't know what the current program even is with respect to this. If there, I assume that the answer would be yes, but I don't know what the issues surrounding it are.
Hey, if you're watching on YouTube, our YouTube channel, you know I'm laughing during a lot of that interview and his answer. It's laughable. I have to admit, I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the current program even is. You're nominated to be Attorney General, and you have no idea what the current program is? Let me give you some facts, sir. the DOJ has charged thousands of illegals with illegal entry. Between fiscal years 2016 and 19, more than 83,000 charged with illegal entry, and 232,000 during that same period charged with misdemeanor improper entry, more than 14,000 with alien smuggling. You think you might want to look at those numbers? You're going to be the attorney general? Josh Hawley said, and I agree, that Joe Biden is, quote, more focused on providing amnesty to millions of illegal aliens than dealing with our economic doom for America's working class. He's absolutely right. They want to move forward with this big COVID relief package, $1.9 trillion, which really does not help small business people or working Americans. But they're also rushing forward to what can we do to get more illegals in. And as I stated in news and commentary at the top of the hour, Biden's nominee to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, Attorney General of California, Xavier Becerra, is already looking at plans to give the illegals taxpayer-funded health care benefits. I'll repeat again. Your tax dollars will be used to pay for health care for illegals. How much do you have coverage for your family when it comes to health care benefits? Well, whatever you have, just consider now you've just added more dependents, only they're illegals. Oh, it might not help your family, but so be it. We're going to get a few more comments in about Becerra coming up in the next segment. I want you to hear what Senator Ted Cruz has to say about him. Now, I had mentioned earlier, again in news and commentary, how the Biden administration this last weekend in Carrizo Springs, Texas, opened a gated, they call it a gated migrant facility for illegal immigrant children. Children, just children. The camp is built to hold up to 700 illegal immigrant children. Children only. Now, children, I'm not sure what the age cutoff is. Unfortunately, some of those coming across posing as children, acting like maybe they're 14 or 15, they may be 16, 18, 19, 20 plus. So I don't know if they're going to be bunched in there, how they're going to discern, because most of them have no ID, much less no idea of how old they are. But the facility, that same facility, was open for 1 month during the Trump years, and then it got closed down. Part of that happened because we had these families crossing or claiming to be families, and they did not want to let the children be brought into this nation with adults who claimed to be a parent or a relative. They wanted to make sure this is, and the left still doesn't get this. The idea at that time was we cannot let them continue with the person claiming to be a parent, even if the child says it is, until we have some verification, because maybe they're smuggling the child across the border and going to sell them into sex, make them sex slaves. That happens on a constant basis, a constant basis. So don't think it doesn't happen. Well, what we have with that idea and that approach is that there's just no way to know if they are or they're not really with their parent. And so they were put into these facilities. And often, if you recall, the pictures that were being circulated then were showing pictures of children in cages, but they were not, quote, the cages that were being used by the Trump administration. They were pictures of kids in cages during the Obama administration. Oh, don't let the facts interfere. So now, once again, the Biden administration is doing so, separating the kids. And I think it's a good idea because we want to make sure the kids' safety is protected, whether they're illegal or not. I want the children safe. So the question gets raised to the White House Secretary, Jen Psaki. What about you putting kids into cages? Oh, she went ballistic. She said, we're not doing that. We're not putting them in cages. This is not kids being kept in cages. This is a facility that was open. Well, it had been open previously, then shut. Now you've reopened it, and you're using it. And this comes despite comments from even VP Kamala Harris when she was a candidate, calling babies in cages a human rights issue. A human rights issue. But now the Biden administration is doing it, so it can't be considered that. The Washington Post actually raised this story last night, pointing out dozens of migrant teens boarded vans Monday for a trip down a dusty road to a former camp for oil field workers, the first migrant child facility opened under the Biden administration. They say it's being reactivated to hold children, 700 of them, ages 13 to 17. They have the number of unaccompanied children crossing the border is beginning to inch up. Last January, the highest recently, the latest numbers, 5,700 apprehensions. That was the highest January recorded number of children apprehended for that month in recent years. And that's because Biden has basically said if you can get into America in time, you may get amnesty. That's what he's saying. They're smart enough to figure that out, as are the adults. So what about the guy that's going to be appointed head of Health and Human Services? He's about as qualified for that job as Hunter Biden. Well, Hunter Biden might be the next nominee. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The Biden administration likes to talk about their science-based and their priority is stopping COVID. Well, Javier Becerra has been nominated to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's not a doctor. He has no scientific background. He has no background in virology. He's never worked at a pharmaceutical company. He's got nothing to do with health care. But what is he? He's a trial lawyer. And his only experience, as far as I can tell, with health care is he sued the Little Sisters of the Poor. The Biden administration's focus is on paying off the liberal special interests, not on being based on the science and defeating the pandemic.
The words of Senator Ted Cruz in challenging the Biden nomination to be heading up the Health and Human Services Department. As you heard him say, he is just a trial lawyer. And the only thing that he really has anything standing out for him is that he tried to attack the Little Sisters of the Poor. I'll remind you of that case in a moment. But I'm sitting there listening to Ted Cruz saying he's not a doctor. He has no science background. He's never served in any capacity regarding health and human services. He's just a trial lawyer, and he's going to be appointed to head up the Health and Human Services. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know what? You know what? If they turn their back on Becerra, maybe Biden will say, all right, Hunter, what are you doing? Come on, man. I got a job you can do. You've been in a health clinic before. I mean, you've been around some drugs before. You know something about health care, right? Come on, man. Why not? Becerra does not have any background along that line. None. You don't have to have it. I want to make it clear it's not necessary, not a mandate, not part of the requirements. It's a political appointment. And that's what Joe Biden is doing, is playing politics. Now, Becerra, of course, previously served 4 years as a California Attorney General. And he was always advocating for undocumented immigrants to have more access to health care and other government benefits. And as I told you earlier, in news and commentary, he's already made it clear that he will look to have illegals get health care paid for with taxpayer dollars. And, of course, you've got the Biden team and the rest of them saying, no, he's good. He has the experience and the principles needed for this important role. He has no experience. Credentials, well, I guess, what, because he's a 63-year-old son of a Mexican immigrant mother? Is that it? And this is the same guy that, as the California Attorney General, was trying to punish the Little Sisters of the Poor. Why? Well, because this order of nuns did not want to have to bow down to the Obama administration Obamacare bill, that they had to provide abortion care in part of their health care plan for those who work for the Little Sisters of the Poor. Wouldn't they be allowed to say, if we get a religious liberty exemption? Well, they were not getting it in California. That's some of the background of Becerra. Just keep that in mind. And meanwhile, my next guest says that Biden's overall plan is, and I have no doubt, to turn us into a sanctuary nation. Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me. Yonder come Miss Rosie.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My next guest had been with the Department of Homeland Security, Deputy Chief of Staff, and is now with the Heritage Foundation, so certainly an expert on homeland security. And glad to welcome aboard Laura Reese. Glad to have you, Laura. Glad to have you, Laura. Can you hear us now? Well, we're going to have to recall. Apparently, we might have lost her. We'll try to reestablish that. Again, now Laura Reese is now with the Heritage Foundation as a senior research fellow for Homeland Security, and she was the former acting Department of Homeland Security Deputy Chief of Staff, but now she is with the Heritage Foundation. She issued a statement last Friday that basically said, and I was alluding to it before we went into the break, that the Biden administration and what it's in the process of doing would eventually turn America into a sanctuary nation. Laura Reese, we got you on the line now. Glad to have you with us.
Thanks, Larry, for having me on.
You bet. Now, you might need to speak up a little bit. Sounds like you're a little distant there. So this your background and your history, and as you watch what's happening with the Biden campaign, when they were running, they were saying they were going to try to return to normal, but you're already pointing out this new immigration proposal, and the guidance to ICE shows that was a complete lie. Go ahead.
Yes, they have not only undone many of the good changes that the Trump administration made, but they are tacking hard left. They have taken away basically 90% of ICE agents' work by only prioritizing for arrest, detention, removal, terrorists, spies, convicted, aggravated felons. And supposedly anyone who enters illegally after November 1 of 2020, but that last item is easily overcome by purchasing false documents.
Sure.
We are now a sanctuary country, to quote former ICE Director Tom Homan.
So when they take away some of the duties, then the next step is, well, we don't really need them because there's not that much for them to do. So let's abolish ICE, which is what the left wants.
Yes, many leaders on the left, including Representative Ocasio-Cortez, has called for the abolishment of ICE, and that's what, in effect, this does when you take away 90% of the work. Now, there is talk that the administration is considering reassigning 6,000 immigration enforcement officers to join the approximately 7,000 investigators. So that would further narrow ICE's work and what they do and further handcuff them. It's not outright cut off their hands.
When you say they would be assigned as investigators, investigators of what? What would they be investigating?
So within ICE is the Homeland Security Investigations Office, and it investigates all issues with respect to Department of Homeland Security writ large. So that could include counterfeit items. It can include trafficking of persons, a whole host of, you know, investigative issues. But what that means then is no one would be enforcing the immigration laws. You wouldn't be detaining people, arresting people, removing people
simply for crossing the border. But we know that they've been using that. They've been using that crossing the border to traffic in children and illegal substances. In other words, some of them are actually maybe just coming up here to start a new life and improve their lives. But there are many also that are bringing kids with them that are not their own. We've been documenting that. And they're also bringing in drugs and contraband. It may not be the main source, but if we're going to stop it, it's got to be stopped somewhere. The bottom line is, it still would say, we don't need no stinking border.
That's where we are. The border's open, and it's a one-way path. People can come in illegally, and we are not going to send them back.
Now, tell me this, since you know, if you try to get into Mexico illegally, how does that play out in Mexico?
Yeah, every other country is you know, a sovereign nation and able to enforce its laws. And yet, for some reason, the U.S. is not able to do that. We get criticized for enforcing our own laws, which Congress passed.
Yeah. I'm also looking at a report I had on yesterday that the Border Patrol agents are now apparently going to have to rely on ICE to actually conduct any migrant releases when detention space is not available in the Texas Rio Grande Valley. So that means that they could be released all across the nation. Those coming across now, since by the Biden order, one of his executive orders, dropping the must remain in Mexico for your amnesty hearing, are coming across. They're not being checked for coronavirus, to our knowledge. They're not being checked on their background if they have a criminal background. In other words, you're free to roam about the United States.
Yeah, we have absolutely returned to a posture of catch and release, and that is the number one draw, the number one pull factor for illegal immigrants coming here, because they know that they will be released into the interior of the U.S. They can go find a job, albeit unlawfully, and they're not going to be removed. Unfortunately, go ahead.
I'm sorry, you go ahead. I apologize.
I was going to say, and unfortunately, this is on the backs of children. I mean, the left has incentivized through policies that unaccompanied alien children come here. And they argue, well, it's to protect the children, but they argue we have to admit them because they're kids. We don't have to test them for COVID because they're children. We can't detain them because they're children. And then we have to give them green cards because they're children. And so from start to finish, all of this seems to be by design, that the left wants more unaccompanied alien children to come here and rewards that because they won't close those loopholes. They have seen the numbers go up of unaccompanied alien children, and they refuse to close those loopholes that they themselves created.
You're listening to Laura Rees, the Heritage Foundation Senior Research Fellow for Homeland Security, former Deputy Chief of Staff of the DHS. Now, the Washington Post pointed out an article last night. I was referring to it before you joined us, and also updating it today because Jen Psaki, the White House spokesperson, got asked about this. The left was always complaining about Trump separating children from their parents and putting them in cages, using facilities, by the way, which the Obama administration previously used, then building additional because we needed them. And now the Biden administration is also putting something like 700 children ages 13 to 17 in one of these facilities that had been used only 1 month in the Trump administration. And yet they're saying, well, we're not putting the kids in cages. We have to do this for COVID. You can never get a straight answer as to what's right and what's wrong, other than everyone's welcome to come into our country and we don't care.
Yeah, they're obviously being extremely hypocritical about how the media treated and the left, members of Congress, et cetera, how they treated this issue of processing children in and detaining them, depending on who is in the White House.
To that point, and again, I'm relying upon, obviously, you told us what they're doing with ICE and how they're going to basically have to water down what laws exist and take the ICE people and say, well, there's not enough work, we'll send you somewhere else. But again, your background coming out as an acting deputy chief of staff of the Department of Homeland Security, when I watched yesterday the interview or nomination hearing of Merrick Garland, when Missouri Senator Hawley simply said, I have a fundamental question. Do you believe illegal entry at America's borders should remain a crime? Garland danced around and said, I hadn't thought about it. But I want to know from the view of a Department of Homeland Security official, now with the Heritage Foundation, if we don't have security at our border, are we giving an opportunity for terrorists to bring Homeland Security to its knees because we're not doing our job?
Absolutely. Border security is national security. And if we're just going to allow, right now we're at over 3,500 daily encounters on the border. And so it's quite easy for terrorists to slip through in those crowds. So it is beyond irresponsible to open our borders. The government has the right, the obligation. They swore under the Constitution to protect America and uphold its laws. And this new administration and Congress are just completely looking the other way. And they're putting illegal immigrants first, and that is their priority instead of Americans.
And I do recall that recently we've seen more and more documentation that a lot of those, many I should say, caught at the border, they're not from Mexico. They're not even from Central America. They're from Cuba and some from the Middle East and even Asia to that extent, that they are coming in posing as Mexican, people of color, just trying to come from somewhere down to the south of our border, coming across. So if we're not properly vetting these people, much less checking them for health conditions, we don't know how many terrorists, I mean actual terrorists, that we're letting into the country.
Yeah, we don't know who's coming in. And, you know, people will say or do just about anything to get to the U.S. And so if the border's open, it's no surprise that people would come from beyond Mexico and Central America and take advantage of that flow. You know, we've seen it in past years where terrorists exploit the refugee process, you know, out of Syria, for example. So this is just another example of the same ability to exploit our open borders. And we have still the world's most generous, lawful immigration
right.
system, but you never hear the left tell people,
right.
come here lawfully. They
right.
just make it easier for illegal immigration.
You're right. Laura Reese, we thank you very much for your time. Look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thanks, Larry.
You bet. Laura Reese, now with the Heritage Foundation, former acting deputy chief of staff, Department of Homeland Security. Coming up, Chris Cuomo may be ready to spill on his brother, Andrew Cuomo, or maybe not.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
You ain't nothing but a hound. Been snooping on the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We pay attention. We show respect. We certainly know better than to ignore their pain, but then you look at what we've done all together, and that is what we've done, haven't we? 500,000 are gone, and many were not inevitable. These deaths came because of how we denied the reality in this country. We haven't always played up the death count with the urgency that we did in the beginning. Why? Because it seemed to fall on deaf ears, me included. And it was wrong. But tonight, we do what is right. Like President Biden said tonight, misinformation has been a killer. And it has been a reality that was scripted to suit political interest.
Wow, that's a powerful statement, is it not? That's Chris Cuomo of CNN and NNN. And he said, tonight we do what is right. I was sure at that point, he was going to say, so we're going to condemn my brother, Governor Cuomo, my brother, for how he handled the nursing home and the elderly in the nursing homes and COVID patients who died in nursing homes and then covered up the lies and the figures and information. No, he didn't do that. Larry, you're an idiot to think he was going to do that. But I'm telling you, I heard him say, we haven't always played up the death count with the urgency we did in the beginning. They're not really doing it now, by the way, because Biden's in office. They basically have stopped their daily count. They did make note of the 500,000 death mark because of Biden holding a candlelight ceremony. And again, no one's mocking the deaths or saying that's not important. It is. And there are people still struggling with COVID, actually health issues, not just their employment issues and monetary issues. So it's still very real for many people. But he said, we did not play up the death count with the urgency we did in the beginning. I thought they did. They did right up until Biden got elected. He said, me included, it was wrong. But tonight we do what is right. What is right is to call out your brother. And you didn't do it. You went on to say, like President Biden said, misinformation has been a killer. It has been a reality that was scripted to suit political interest. Well, you said everything in that one sentence regarding your brother, and yet you did not name him. That's the way they play the game on that side. I know hypocrisy is their name. We all know that. In Texas, Plano, Texas, that's in the, not just Plano, Texas. Texas is never Plano, but the town of Plano in Texas near the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It was, of course, among many caught in that massive snowstorm and freeze hitting across the state of Texas. And police got a call about a guy walking down the street just with a T-shirt and pants. It's cold. It's icy. He had shorts, actually, stumbling along. So police went out and they found an 18-year-old black male and walking down the middle of the roadway. He said, I'm just trying to get home. Oh, apparently, in the beginning, it was not clear, and he might have been, because of the cold, not able to answer effectively. He wasn't not drunk or anything. He had just left his job at a Walmart trying to get home, had nowhere to get home, had no warm clothes. I don't know how Walmart let him leave under those conditions, to be quite honest. But the police did arrest him on a misdemeanor charge and took him in. And now, once they looked at it, they said, yeah, we should not have done that. We really should have just taken him home. Yes, you should have. You should have just taken him home. Found out, well, where do you live? Let us get you there, and let's see if you live there, and then you're okay. I mean, just get him out of the cold. Let me tell you, anybody stuck out in that kind of cold, you're going to be stumbling. Your words are slurring if you can get your lips to move, and your thinking is not solid, believe me. But it was not a welfare check. They ended up actually taking him. Well, now they could say we took him in and got him in a warm place, that's for sure, but they actually filed a charge. It's now been dropped. Misdemeanor charge, a walk in the middle of the roadway, which was kind of inane in the beginning. Yeah, that is the case where a little common sense, officers, would have been a lot better off. A little common sense. You could take him in, find out for sure where he is, keep him warm, but don't issue any kind of charge. Then eventually take him home once you know who he is and where he belongs, if he can't make it clear to you at that point. So those officers do need to understand and better training. And, yep, it's being called only because he was black. I don't know if they would have done it white. Who knows? But the bottom line is they did it wrong in this case. And, of course, the left will eat its own when it comes necessary. I mean, they would turn on their own so fast. There's a Camp Boomerang RV park and campground. It's a new private campground in Orleans, Michigan. It is a private gay compound. They make it clear we are only for men only. No transgender men, biological females who consider themselves male. They point out in their writing, a guy is defined as a person with a penis who presents himself as a male, has a state-issued ID that says male. Those are the only ones going to be allowed in. Well, that hit the fan. Here came the complaint from the transgender group saying, we're not being allowed in. You're discriminatory. You see how fast that can turn on them? They're going to learn. They're going to learn eventually. Whatever rules we impose can be used against us. Hey, I appreciate you listening as always. Let your friends and neighbors know. If you missed any of it, remember, go to get the podcast at Larry Connors USA Facebook or LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA YouTube. Join us again tomorrow. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.